30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Gold Leaf Nursery is open. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? They have several varieties and colors. Dwarf size, semi-dwarf, up to full size to choose from. And right now, they're on sale. And they are drought tolerant. It's a great time to buy. Gold Leaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise shrubs and trees. Gold Leaf Nursery and Landscaping since 1975. Open Wednesday through Saturday. Come in now to pick out your favorite color of crepe myrtles. Gold Leaf Nursery, located on Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie. Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I hope everybody's having a great weekend. And, of course, you're going to make it even better by listening to me this weekend. So here are the rules of engagement for this program. They're pretty simple. All you goobers ought to be able to figure this out by now. So the easiest way to get a hold of me is to send me a text message. So you text your message to 33103, 33103, and you start the text with the word Mike. And if you're a graduate of public education, that's spelled M-I-K-E. Or you can use the word Michael, but you know, you have to be a graduate of Harvard to be able to spell that. So just send me a text message, 33103. You can also go, and we'll just make this real easy. I really would appreciate it if you'd follow me on social media, because if you were following me on social media, you'd have a couple of things that you could play around with and have fun with. One, you could see some of my Twitter battles. On Twitter, it's at Michael Brown USA. You can find me on Facebook at Michael D. Brown. And also on the Facebook page, there's a little group called Michael Brown Unplugged. It's a private group for my listeners here in Denver and for all of you that listen to The Weekend with Michael Brown. And it's a place for you to post memes, questions, comments. It's a place for all of you to kind of gather. It's just this little group to have fun with. So that's on Facebook. And, of course, Instagram is at Michael D. Brown. You can find all of those by simply going to themichaelbrownshow.com, themichaelbrownshow.com. That takes you to my iHeart page here in Denver, and you can follow me on all the social media platforms. So let's get started, because there's a lot to cover this weekend, because this week has been, well, let's just say it's been bat crap crazy with everything going on in the country. But something that people haven't been talking about, because everyone's focused on, you know, the poor queen. Don't you feel sorry for Queen Elizabeth? This woman died up in Balamore, her castle up in Scotland, almost 2 weeks ago. I think they're finally going to bury her on Monday, finally. So 2 weeks, the poor woman after 70 years as a queen of England, the longest of any monarchy, I think, the longest of any king or queen. She dies and 92, 96 years old. I mean, great life. And then they put her in a casket. I'm not trying to be, trying to be gross here, but, you know, they embalm her and they put her in a casket. And then, you know, she lies in state up there. And then they put her on in a carriage and they take her somewhere else. And then they put her on a train. They take her somewhere else and they put her on a plane. They take her somewhere. I mean, this woman's traveled more in death then she's traveled probably in the last 2 years or even longer of her life. And she, you know, planes, trains, and automobiles. That's exactly what she's been doing. So that's kind of sucked up a lot of the oxygen in the room. And then the other thing that's been sucking up the oxygen in the room has been Governor Abbott of Texas and Governor DeSantis of Florida actually committing horrible crimes. Of committing horrible crimes by taking these illegal aliens and busing or flying them to sanctuary cities around the country. We're going to get to those stories too, but something that's been buried that we haven't talked about or hasn't been in the news lately has been student loans and student debts. Nobody's talking about just how bad student debt loans are or what that's going to do to the economy, or even better, what it's going to do to those who might end up getting a loan forgiven. And I'm using air quotes here. Now, in my opinion, this was nothing but a blatant ploy to, number one, try to drive voter turnout. I mean, Biden's poll numbers are so much in the crapper that he's got to do everything that he can to try to get voter turnout, to get people excited about voting for Joe Biden's, you know, minions out there running for Congress and running for the U.S. Senate. It's not working. So this was an attempt to try to get voter turnout up among young college graduates who do tend to vote Democrat, but that is actually when they show up. Most of the time, they don't actually show up to vote. So they decided or announced last month that they were going to, up to $20,000, they were going to forgive up to $20,000 of these recent graduates' student loans, assuming, of course, that the giveaway survives any legal challenges. And I think there's some legal challenges that won't survive. So that's great news for the what Limbaugh used to call the skulls full of mush, right? Well, unfortunately, for those who have complained that the repayment of what they willingly accepted, that that was too hard and they needed a break, never mind that they had, you know, we forget that they've had a break for almost 2 years. Because we forget, and nobody reports, that the government extended deferments, meaning you don't have to make payments, because of the reaction to the COVID pandemic. So these young skulls of mush who are all excited, oh my gosh, they're going to forgive my loan. Wait a minute, you haven't been making payments for 2 years anyway. Unless, of course, you were making the payments voluntarily because you wanted to try to reduce your debt and you didn't want the interest accumulating, so you went ahead and made your payments. Well, dummies, you shouldn't have been doing that because the government wants to try to get, you know, forgive your debt anyway. The lesson that they're going to learn, have you thought about this? The lesson that they're going to learn is that what the government gives, the government can take back. And right now, the government, meaning you and me, so when I say the government today, I'm talking about you and I as taxpayers. Because where does the government, golly, I just, sometimes I feel like I'm just, and forgive me, because I don't mean to be, and I'm not trying to be condescending here. I truly am not. But I'm trying to get this to the lowest common denominator. Not that's not you, but that guy over there, yeah, he's kind of the lowest common denominator. I'm trying to get down to the lowest common denominator because language today is used to the point where we often forget that when they say the government is going to forgive this debt, that means that you're going to pay for it. Because where does the government get its money? From fees and taxes. That's the only place government gets money. Fees and taxes. Oh, they might get a little money if they would let somebody drill for oil and gas on a public lands lease somewhere. But generally they get money only from only from taxes and fees. So right now, you and I, meaning the federal government, right now you and I are on the hook for between $700 billion and $900 billion for the deferment that took place. And I know that when I said we're on the hook for $700 to $900 billion, I know that many of you whose brains are working really quickly this morning or this afternoon, you already were thinking, oh, that's what's going to cost us if we forgive it. No. That's what it cost us for the 2 years of deferments. So for all of those students that had student loan debt that were told because of COVID, now I never understood why, but because of COVID, you don't have to make your payments, we still accumulated interest on that debt because the debt still existed whether they were making payments or not. And that's what we're on the hook for, just for that 2 year period. So over at the Washington Examiner, a reporter explains that, you know, debt forgiveness, if you've ever been through, say, a mortgage foreclosure, or you've ever been through a situation where you had a small business and you had a vendor and you couldn't pay that vendor, and so the vendor agreed to reduce the amount that you owed. Well, the difference between what you actually owed and what you ended up paying based on the agreement, that's treated as ordinary income. So debt cancellation, if Biden issues an executive order, is not going to be very favorable to these yahoos that are running around all excited because they're going to forgive my debt. Like I said, what the government giveth, the government taketh away, and vice versa. Thanks to a provision that was slipped into the American Rescue Plan by the Democrats, that executive action won't necessarily be taxable federally. Now, this amendment was put in by Senator Elizabeth Warren and Bob Menendez, and it makes benefits from student loan forgiveness tax-free, but only until 2026. At the cost to you and me of up to $34 billion. So we're on the hook already. Happy Saturday, everyone. Happy weekend. Happy Sunday. Happy weekend. We're on the hook already for $700 to $800 billion because of the deferment. And then if they actually do implement some sort of loan forgiveness, that's going to cost us in lost tax revenue of $34 billion. Now, that provision that they put in the bill doesn't apply to those in ever-changing handful of states where debt forgiveness can be treated as taxable income on a state level. So if you have a state income tax, this doesn't apply to you. So you would still owe state income tax for that debt forgiveness on these loans. In those cases, those who celebrate the extra 20 grand that they don't have to pay on their student debt aren't going to be as happy when they owe the state hundreds if not thousands of dollars in extra taxes because of that loan forgiveness. Now, besides the obvious issue with certain college students getting a break that didn't accrue to the millions of college students and all those graduates who actually did pay off their debts, even if it took them 15 years to do so, and maybe a couple of refinances, those who chose a career path that didn't involve college at all, there's also a huge immediate cost to the federal government. Think about that. What am I talking about? I'm talking about those who didn't go to college but took a career path that maybe was in the trades, a plumber, an electrician, something that is, you know, an auto mechanic, any number of things that didn't require a college degree. It's going to hurt them, too. Wait till you hear what it's going to do to them. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Thanks for tuning in. Text me, text your message to Mike at 33103, and go to themichaelbrownshow.com. Follow me on social media. Hang tight. I'm coming right back.
Central banks are increasing their gold reserve due to increasing global financial crisis concerns. Billionaires like Ray Dalio to giant fund management companies like Goldman Sachs are turning to physical assets like gold. And that's not surprising. Historically, gold's biggest rally happened after the biggest recessions in history. In fact, after the 2007-2009 recession, gold prices jumped 50.6%. Wealth of entire countries are being protected by gold. Wealth of billionaires are being protected by gold. Everyone who knows is using gold to keep their billions safe. And Noble Gold Investments can help you protect your own wealth, too, with gold. It'll take you no more than 5 minutes to set up an account. Noble Gold specializes in storing the value of your wealth through gold IRAs, so they're the natural choice. And they're giving away a beautiful 1/10-ounce gold American Eagle coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k this month. Do something different. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347 to find out more, or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
While temperatures are heating up outside, cool down as you stroll through Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. If you're searching for a unique gift for a wedding, anniversary, or special occasion, Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage may have exactly what you're looking for. They have tumblers, goblets, plates, teacups, and saucers, silverware, jewelry, and jewelry boxes, necklaces, earrings, elegant pins, rings, cufflinks, and more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Glad to have you with me. Pretty easy to get a hold of me. Just text your message to Mike at 33103 and follow me on social media by simply going to themichaelbrownshow.com. So we're talking about this debt forgiveness for student loan programs. And I truly think it's backfired on the administration. This is one of those deals where, you know, for every action, there's a reaction. And in Washington, D.C., I think sometimes politicians fail to look at the unintended consequences. Well, almost always they fail to look at the unintended consequences. But this administration in particular never really thinks through what they're doing, because they're so short-sighted, and it's my firm belief, having worked in the White House myself, that what's going on in that White House right now is nothing but pure unadulterated panic. They know they're in deep doo-doo. They know they're going to lose the hand. Chuck Schumer, the Senate Majority Leader, the senior senator from New York, he admitted to his caucus this week that they're going to lose the House of Representatives. He was pretty much silent on the Senate, and I think that's because the Senate is still up for grabs. I'm cautiously optimistic that Republicans will gain control of the Senate. But the president's poll numbers are so bad, and they're so just awful because of inflation and this immigration crisis and everything else, that he's actually dragging down candidates. You know, we often talk about a president's coattails. And if you have a popular president, that popular president has, you know, in the old vernacular of politics, has coattails that people running for office at the state level or even at the congressional level can grab those coattails, and they can follow a popular president. And they can get dragged across the finish line, and they can win by a few points. Well, it works just the opposite way, too. But what this president's doing is actually hurting candidates, which is fine with me, but he's actually hurting candidates by this student loan forgiveness program. His own White House economic advisor said this. This was just about a week ago.
My COVID concerns join us now to discuss the state of the economy, inflation, and more. Is Jared Bernstein, member of President Biden's Council of Economic Advisors. And And Jason, I'm gonna pick on you a little bit today, and I'm gonna preempt you with what I think is really a bad way to describe how we pay for the student loan bill. And I'm wondering if you know how it's going to be paid for. But I because you're such a great economist and you come on CNBC and you understand things so well, to say that we've got deficit reduction in place and therefore somehow that's going to cover the $500 billion that we're spending on student loan replacement, just because we're no longer in emergency spending mode from the COVID years, to take credit for lowering the deficit by $1 trillion because we're no longer spending it on these emergency things, and saying, therefore...
Okay. You know, that's actually a great point. Can we do a footnote or a tangent here? This CNBC analyst is pointing out what many people fail to remember. When Joe Biden says that he's reduced the deficit by $1 trillion, he has not. What's happened is all of those $1 trillion spending bills that we had because of COVID, all of these relief bills, all of the money. Remember how everybody was excited because they got a check for $600, they got a check for $1,200, they got a check for, I mean, whatever the number was. Everybody's so excited. Well, now those chickens have come home to roost. And now we're paying the piper for those. Man, I got through two trite phrases right there. Chickens have come home to roost, and now we're paying the piper. But it's true. It's actually true. So what he's pointing out is we're no longer spending these $1 trillion, you know, social spending bills to try to send out checks to everybody or send checks to the teacher unions or to, you know, revamp schools. We're not doing any of that anymore. And instead, what the White House is saying, because we're no longer spending that money, we've reduced the deficit. No, you haven't reduced the deficit. All you've done is you've quit spending this money, which was adding to the deficit. You're still deficit spending. There's still a deficit in the budget every single year. So what is this? His name is Jared Bernstein. He's the chairman of the White House Economic Advisors. Listen to this response.
Where we've somehow got this slush fund of $1.2 billion to work with, that is disingenuous, and we haven't heard anything better from the Biden administration on where you're going to pay for this.
Let me try. First of all, I think you called me Jason in there, so this is Jared.
I'm sorry. You know why? Because someone just told me, do I want to run Jason? I'm sorry, Jared. Do I want to run Jason Sound from last week? Because Jason Furman, your colleague.
My friend.
Yeah, your colleague and friend. That's who I was channeling there, and I apologize. Yeah. But Jason says that one of the first things that the Biden administration said was, it will be paid for, and this is not paid for, and sucks up anything you say.
Let me unpack a lot of what you're saying, because you're raising good questions, and any reference to slush funds is completely inaccurate and inappropriate, and I'm sure you've not heard that from any of us. Here's the story. The decline in the budget deficit expected to be well north of $1 trillion this year. We've heard $1.7 trillion from the Congressional Budget Office.
He's not going to answer the question. He's just not going to answer it. But I want you to hear what he does say coming up next. Because for those that didn't take out student loan debt, you're still going to pay. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 33103. Stay tuned. I'll be right back.
Sebastian Gorka here. I'm living a very blessed life as an intelligence analyst, a national talk show host, and author, and I have an amazing family. But like many of us, aches and pains start to interfere with living my best life, even just walking the dog. But I found Relief Factor 3 years ago, a 100% drug-free solution for aches and pains, and now I'm pain-free, and I have my life back. I take Relief Factor every day. Relief Factor can help your body fight the inflammation that causes joint and muscle pain and other aches and pains that come with everyday life. Treat yourself to feeling better. Move more, live more, and just enjoy your life more with Relief Factor. Join join me and more than 500,000 other Americans. Get started today with your 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. Almost 70% of those who order go on to use it more. ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Feel the difference with Relief Factor.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday at 8 in the morning. Come check out my music and the deep thought, and let me shatter your paradigm.
Let's keep it 100. Them traitors think they won, but them patriots coming. You fall for anything if you don't stand for something. Some people say it's time to fight, but ain't about nothing, yeah. And I only bout it, God can't bout it, nothing else. Yeah, it's time to fight. And it don't matter if you're black or white. And I know it's gonna take some sacrifice.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune into Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. starting in September. We'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Carlene's and Deja Vu Restaurants.
Hey, y'all, are you a chicken fried steak fan? You're going to want to stop over at Black Bear Diner, where they've just introduced 4 new ways to love your favorite. Try the kitchen sink omelet, 3 eggs loaded with veggies, chicken fried steak, cheese, and country gravy. Or a new take on a crispy sandwich, crispy or spicy, piled high with goodies, and crispy chicken fried steak. If pasta's your game, they've got you covered with smooth fettuccine Alfredo topped with chicken fried steak. Now serving for a limited time, Black Bear Diner.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere, Ag, and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, Michael Brown, glad to have you with me. We're talking about the student loan debt, which has kind of been pushed off to the side, but I think it's really still a very important issue for us to really think about, because the politics of it is designed to do nothing more. I mean, think about, you know, I haven't checked. Let me do real quickly. See how many days until November 8th. So we are now 52 days away from the midterm elections. And the reason that you don't hear, well, there's two reasons why you don't hear about student loan debt right now, is the whole immigration issue is sucking all the oxygen out of the room. And the Queen's funeral for the mainstream media, for the dominant media, is sucking all the oxygen out of their newscasts. And then there's a third reason. And the third reason is this is backfiring. And I love every minute of it. Because this is the kind of policy that, you know, for those of you who listen to me during the week, I often talk about the fact that inside the Beltway, there are no coincidences, and that everything that a politician does, whether it's the president or the president's staff, or it's a member of Congress, the House or the Senate, or their staffs, or for that matter, the lobbyists, every single thing they do is based on how does this advance their political career. They don't ask the question, hey, is this bill good for liberty or freedom? Is this bill good for the economy? No, that is secondary. That's at the bottom of the pile. They make public policy decisions based on how's this going to help me in the next election? Because that's first and foremost on their minds. Now, you may think that I'm being radical in saying that, but maybe some of you have had experiences like I have. Most of you probably have not. But I spent almost 6 years inside the Beltway, shoulder to shoulder, face to face, with all of these people, all of these members of Congress, all these, you know, and the sad part is, it has now been 16 years, I think, 15 or 16 years. Yeah, it's because I've been in radio for 15 years. So it's been 15 years since I've actually worked inside the Beltway. But nothing's changed, and many of them are still there. And some of those that are still there were there for 20 or 30 or 40 years, like Joe Biden, before I got there. They're just like, I don't know, they just it's like a rash that never goes away. Ugh, it's just gross. So Biden makes this decision that he's got to somehow stir up the base and get people these young college students to turn out for him, to vote for him. So he proposes that he's going to forgive $20,000 in student loan debt. They didn't think it through because the backlash was swift and it was severe. Now, you didn't hear much about the backlash, because everybody wanted to focus it, because the cabal, the mainstream media and big tech giants, and of course all of the ruling elite people, they can go out and find stories, really sad sob stories, of someone who has taken on an enormous amount of student debt, which they should have thought through this in the first place. They take on an enormous amount of student debt, then they can't find a job because they got a degree in gender studies or whatever, and now they're struggling to pay that debt. Because, well, they have to have the latest iPhone. They got to have the latest gadget. They got to drive the newest car they can drive. They do all these other material things that seem to be so important for them. And suddenly that student debt is a crushing debt that they can't handle. Well, so those people are exhilarated until they find out they're going to have to pay taxes on it. But then those who just finished paying off their student loan debts are, justifiably so, furious. Why should they get theirs forgiven? I worked my butt off to pay mine off. Those who didn't incur any student debt are like, why are they getting the benefit? I worked two jobs, went to school part-time, you know, walked uphill both ways. You know, they actually worked and managed their finances, or at least were careful about how much student debt they took on, so that they knew they could service that debt when they got out of college or they graduated with their graduate degree. And now they're furious. And now my job is just to make you furious. That's my job today. Because the Congressional Budget Office released its monthly budget review for last month, and it confirms why the deficit has so far fallen some $1.7 trillion to $944 billion. And according to the Wall Street Journal, that's because the major pandemic spending program ended as planned, and taxpayers have chipped in, you and I have chipped in, $822 billion in additional tax revenue. Our taxes have gone up. And because we were, before COVID hit, we were in a growing economy, people's wages were growing, there was very, very low employment. So when you have low employment, the demand for employees increases, and the demand for those and the competition for those jobs becomes even greater for the employees, becomes even greater, so wages go up, benefits go up, and accordingly, the amount you pay in taxes goes up. Individual income taxes rose 32% last year, a full third, to $2.41 trillion. And you may think, well, then why do we have any problems here? Because even though tax revenues increased to $2.41 trillion, we're still spending close to $4 trillion on the annual operating budget. So there's no savings here. And yet, if you listen to the chairman of the Economic Council, the White House Economic Council, he's convinced that, no, this is going to reduce the deficit.
It's not just because spending has come off of the pandemic era programs. That's part of it. But in fact, if you look at the percentage change of receipts coming into the Treasury, they've actually been larger than the negative spending that you cited. So,
just exactly what I said. The revenues have gone up. Here is an ugly truth that, and this extends all the way back to the Reagan tax cuts. The Reagan tax cuts actually increased the amount of revenue that came into the federal treasury. But the problem is, Congress spends that additional revenue. And that's what's happening here. You have a 32% increase in tax revenue, and what's Congress doing? Oh, my, hey, we got it's no different than you finding, you know, $20. You find $20 in your jeans pocket you didn't know you had. And so now you take the $20, and rather than putting it into your bank account and saving it, or putting it, you know, go buying a share of stock or a mutual fund or whatever, you take that $20, and what do? You go out to McDonald's, and you get a couple of cheeseburgers and Diet Cokes and some large fries, and you blow the $20. That's what Congress does every time there's an increase in revenue. Every single time. They never cut spending. Never. And if you hear they've cut spending, remember the rule of the language of spending cuts. It means they only reduce the increase that they were going to spend. So rather than spending $30, they spent $25, and they want to call that a spending cut. Oh, it'll kill. They originally spent $20. They were going to go to $30. They spent $25. That's a spending cut. No, that was a $5 increase. That's how they operate.
One of the offshoots of the very strong economy, the very tight labor market, is strong receipts flowing to the Treasury, and that's driving record levels of deficit reduction. Now, what we have been careful to say is that when you're reducing the deficit, $350 billion the first year, $1.7 trillion with a T the second year, and you're spending, in the case of this student debt relief program that delivers crucial debt relief to over 40 million borrowers, that spending is far outweighed by the amount of deficit reduction. So it's a very...
That spending is far outweighed by the amount of the deficit reduction. He's just proving my point. You've got increased revenues, and now you're going to eat up those increased revenues by doing the student debt forgiveness. Then you're going to have additional revenues come in, because when that debt's forgiven, by the year 2026, you'll have to pay income taxes on it. And if you live in a state like I live in Colorado, where there is a state income tax, if you get your student loan debt forgiven, which I don't think is really ever going to happen, I think they've recognized that this is a political time bomb, that they set off. They started the ticker on this time bomb, and they decided, yeah, let's back away from this because it's backfiring on us. And people in Colorado, students in Colorado, ought to wake up and realize, yeah, if you get, you know, 10, 15, 20, 100,000, whatever it is in debt relief, and that's forgiven, and you don't have to pay that back, that's considered ordinary income. So let's just say you have $20,000 forgiven. That's $20,000 of income that you have to report this year. If it happens this year, you would have to report for this year's tax return when you file it next year, $20,000 of additional income. So if the tax rate in Colorado is, you know, 5%, 5% is $20,000, 10%, 2,000, let's see, so you're going to owe about $1,000 in additional taxes. Yeah. They kind of screwed the pooch on this one. And as much as they don't want to talk about it, and they want to move on from it because they know it's backfiring on them, I just want to kind of dig it in a little further and just kind of remind everybody exactly how bad it is and that it's not going to do what they think it's going to do.
Very simple point. Just saying basically $1.7 trillion is a lot bigger than $240 billion, the latter being the cost, as we've said, of the debt forgiveness program.
Doesn't that make your head hurt? It's just insane. It's just a bunch of mumbo-jumbo coming out of these, well, you know, no surprise here, but a bunch of mumbo-jumbo coming out. The deficit reduction is meaningless because it's money that we weren't spending to begin with, the COVID money, that we're not spending again, so you can't count that as deficit reduction. And even though there was a 32% increase in tax revenues to the federal treasury, we still have $4 trillion that we spend, and that still exceeds the additional revenue that came in. We're still deficit spending. You know, we could stop it very easily. We could stop it by simply saying, well, one, by doing a lot of things differently than what this administration is doing. But studies show that if you just froze federal spending and you had a 32% increase in tax revenues because of a growing economy like we used to have, you would, over time, reach a balanced budget. That's what families do. That's what businesses do. But the government, no, because it's just all play money to them. It's absolutely just play money to them. Hey, it's the weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike. Send me a text message. Text the word Mike to 33103. Tell me what you think. Questions, comments, whatever. Love to read the text messages. And go to themichaelbrownshow.com. Follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Central banks are increasing their gold reserve due to increasing global financial crisis concerns. Billionaires like Ray Dalio to giant fund management companies like Goldman Sachs are turning to physical assets like gold. And that's not surprising. Historically, gold's biggest rally happened after the biggest recessions in history. In fact, after the 2007-2009 recession, gold prices jumped 50.6%. Wealth of entire countries are being protected by gold. Wealth of billionaires are being protected by gold. Everyone who knows is using gold to keep their billions safe. And Noble Gold Investments can help you protect your own wealth, too, with gold. It'll take you no more than 5 minutes to set up an account. Noble Gold specializes in storing the value of your wealth through gold IRAs, so they're the natural choice. And they're giving away a beautiful 1/10th ounce gold American Eagle coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k this month. Do something different. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347 to find out more, or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. you get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Roundtable Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hey, welcome back to this week with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with you. So one of you goobers sent me a text message, and I think it's a brilliant question, and I want to use it for this segment. Mike, please, this comes from goober number 7803. Mike, please tell me how to address my liberal brother-in-law when he insists that our current economy and inflation reflect what the previous president did. Oh, my gosh. I just find it unbelievable that someone actually believes that. Although it's understandable when you consider that almost every time that a White House economist or the Secretary of the Treasury or the White House press secretary or any of these come on board and they start talking about the economy and they're pointing to something bad, they invariably at some point say, because of what the previous president did or the previous administration. They are incessantly doing that. Well, let's do a little comparison. How does Biden compare? Now, the stock market, I think, is a good indicator because the market, the traders on Wall Street, bake into their trading activity what they think the economy is doing. Now, some of that is also driven by the Federal Reserve when they were doing quantitative easing and they were actually, you know, feeding money into the market. But that stopped. And when the Trump economy was humming along, we had inflation at like 1.4, 1.6%. That's what the rate was at the end of Trump's term. We had the lowest unemployment rate for the black community and Hispanic community in the history of the country, for all time. beat Reagan, beat Nixon, beat Eisenhower, it beat everybody. The lowest unemployment rate for blacks and Hispanics in the history of this country. Now, this is a general comparison. The annualized performance of the NASDAQ stock exchange is down 8.22%, 8.25% overall under Biden. Under Trump, it was up a full 25%. A full 25%. Let's look at GDP performance, the gross domestic product. The cumulative under Joe Biden has been 3.21% compared to Donald Trump's 3.77%. The difference is 0.5% between Biden and Trump. But if you look at where we are since inflation really kicked in and where the Federal Reserve started increasing interest rates, the last two quarters have seen negative growth, which means the GDP was a negative figure. We didn't grow. We receded. And why is that? Because the Biden administration came in and immediately did about four or five things that reversed the Trump economy. One, they said, we are going to do everything we possibly can to kill the oil and gas industry. And so oil and gas companies immediately stopped investing in new drilling. So we went from an energy independent and a net energy exporter to a net energy importer, and we had to go begging to Saudi Arabia and other in Venezuela trying to get enough oil and gas to try to get gas prices down because it was hurting Biden's politics. It was hurting him politically. Gas averaged somewhere around $2.25 for unleaded, regular unleaded, when Trump left office, and it has increased, even though there's been a slight decrease. Whatever the national average is today, it's still above the highest point during the Trump administration. You look at the GDP growth chart. Now, it collapsed during COVID. But then it began to rise in the 13th and 14th and 15th quarters of the 6-year period that we're talking about. Joe Biden's has been on a steady decrease since he took office. And it's because of these policies that we have the recession that we're actually in now and that we face all of the inflation that we're facing right now. The Inflation Reduction Act, it didn't reduce anything. It increases inflation. Hey, thanks for listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike to 33103. We'll take a break, and I'll talk to you guys on the other side.
Hi, Larry Elder here. I never really thought much about how aches and pains can reduce a person's quality of life until pain started keeping me from living my best life. Just a few years ago, using the stairs was difficult because of the back pain. Then I found Relief Factor, a 100% drug-free solution for aches and pains. Within a week, I was on my way back to being pain-free. Now I have my life back. I take Relief Factor every single day. Relief Factor can help your body fight the inflammation that causes joint and muscle pain and the other aches and pains that come with everyday life. Treat yourself to feeling better. Move more, live more, and just enjoy your life more with Relief Factor. Join me and more than 500,000 others. Get started today with your 3-week quick start for only $19.95. About 70% go on to order more because it worked for them. Go to ReliefFactor.com to order now. That's ReliefFactor.com. Feel the difference with Relief Factor. ReliefFactor.com.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
Not No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. West Virginia's governor signs an abortion ban.
Republican Governor Jim Justice of West Virginia signed an abortion ban law Friday, making West Virginia the second state to enact such a ban since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned the federal constitutional protection in June.
I'm proud that I signed it, and I believe wholeheartedly that it does one thing that is absolutely so important. It does protect life.
The West Virginia ban has limited exceptions for medical emergencies and for rape and incest victims until 8 weeks of pregnancy for adults and 14 weeks for children. More than a dozen states now have abortion bans. Most were approved before the Supreme Court ruling and crafted to take effect if Roe v. Wade was overturned. I'm Mike Gracia.
Former NFL great Herschel Walker says his Democrat opponent in the Georgia Senate race has been walking in lockstep with the Biden administration.
Now, we can see that there are problems going on in this country. And the problems are because of Raphael Warnock and Joe Biden. Those are the problems. They've been in office for such a short time, and you see the mess we're in right now. And it's because their own leadership has been in control.
Walker told the Salem Radio Network if he's elected, he'll address the issues of concern to voters in his state, which include inflation, crime, and education. Former President Trump says he does not believe he'll be indicted by the Justice Department over records seized at his Mar-a-Lago home, and he also notes he's got a strong record of defending himself against Democrat accusations.
Impeachment hoax number one, I beat it. It was a total scam. Impeachment hoax number two, a total scam, I beat it. Russia, 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 I beat it. The Mueller report, I beat it, because I did nothing wrong.
The former president is set to hold a major rally tonight in Youngstown, Ohio. More on these stories at townhall.com.
It's no secret, America. We've been let down. Inflation is taking its toll in the grocery stores, the products we buy, and the pain of every visit to the gas pump. At Upside, we're fighting back with our free app that pays you back serious money on every tank of gas or diesel, up to 25 cents per gallon, just for using the Upside app, no strings attached. Upside users have already been paid back a total of more than $250 million. With inflation and the soaring price of gas, it's easy to feel like you're losing control. But with Upside's free app, you can start putting money back in your wallet with every gallon. Whenever you want, cash out with PayPal, an e-gift card, or transfer the money directly into your bank account. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code SALEM for an additional 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first fill-up. That's promo code S-A-L-E-M. Remember, use promo code SALEM when you download the free Upside app and get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank of gas. Cashback is not available in gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
A big change in store for theatergoers in New York. As Keith Peters reports, the phenomenon will be closing its doors after a very long run.
The Phantom of the Opera, Broadway's longest-running show, is scheduled to close in February 2023, the biggest victim yet of the post-pandemic softening in theater attendance in New York, according to media outlets. The musical, a fixture on Broadway since 1988, weathering recessions, war, and cultural shifts, will play its final performance on Broadway in February, according to multiple reports, including the New York Times and the New York Post, which first reported the news. Based on a novel by Gaston Leroux, Phantom tells the story of a deformed composer who haunts the Paris Opera House and falls madly in love with an innocent young soprano, Christine. Keith Peters reporting.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew. Investigators searching through a mass burial site in Ukraine have found evidence some of the victims may have been tortured, including bodies with broken limbs. Here's correspondent Hugo Bechega in Kiev.
Digging in the rain, emergency workers recovered the first bodies from the graves in a pine forest outside Izum.
Officials said some were civilians who had signs of torture and others had died because of Russian airstrikes and shelling. Investigations in Izum have just begun and it's not yet clear how many people have been buried there. The U.S. Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, said the discovery should galvanize support for Ukraine to liberate its country. And President Macron said the perpetrators of atrocities must be held to account.
That's the BBC's Hugo Bashaga. The Biden administration is moving one step closer to developing a central bank digital currency. It would be known as the digital dollar. Administration officials say it would help reinforce the U.S. role as an economic leader. More from townhall.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie, no.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, indeed, it is The Weekend with Michael Brown, and I am said Michael Brown, and I'm glad to have you with me. Here are the rules of engagement for the program. It's pretty easy. I think most of you goobers can figure this out. So if you want to send me a text message, you text the, you use this number, 33103, 33103. Text the word Mike and send me your message, your question, your comment, whatever you want to send me. Just text the word Mike and use the number 33103. You can also, if you want to follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of those, the simplest way to do it is simply go to themichaelbrownshow.com. That takes you to my local webpage for the show in Denver, where I broadcast from 93.7 Real News, Real Talk, right here in Denver, Colorado. And you can find all of the icons to follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Those are all right there on themichaelbrownshow.com. So we're kind of entering the season in Colorado where people start, and I'm sure it's true in the Northeast too, and along the northern border. But people start looking for places to go watch the fall foliage and to watch the leaves change. And of course, it is. It's gorgeous. And I, you know, with all due respect to the people in the Northeast, when the aspens turn this golden color in Colorado, it's truly a sight to behold. And so the seasons are changing. And today is a gorgeous day in Colorado. Might have a few thunderstorms this afternoon. And we've kind of broken out of that cycle of the high 90s that we were in. And it was hot. I've been through these cycles before in Colorado. And you've been through these cycles before, too. And so now the seasons are changing. And the climate alarmists are going to remind us that when it gets cold, just as they reminded us when it got hot, they're going to remind us the first time we have. Oh, by the way, you notice that we're coming up on near the end of hurricane season. Yeah, the end of September is the end of hurricane season. And, I thought we were supposed to have record hurricanes because of climate change. I didn't see them. I missed them. Anyway, so now that it's fall, and if we get an early snow in Colorado, which is not unusual for us to get a snow, it's already snowed up in some of the higher elevations. And when I say higher elevations, I'm talking, 14,000 feet. So it hasn't snowed down here in Denver in the flatlands. But the first big ice storm that hits somewhere, particularly if the northeastern United States gets a big cold front, and, a cold front heads down from Canada, and it meets some warm weather, and suddenly you've got you know, you've got the lake effect snows up in the Northeast, and it turns cold, and I-95 is shut down. It just gets colder than a well digger's ass. Well, then all of a sudden, everybody's going, oh, my gosh, see, it's climate change. It's climate change. So it's interesting because climate change was because it was hot, and then it's climate change because it's cold. I used to call those the seasons. I don't know. But here, the bottom line is this. A lot of this climate change alarmism is built around the fact, and I do mean the fact, that we just didn't have great tools to really measure things until recently. And now we've discovered that the numbers in various areas are trending in one direction when they've always been doing this, fluctuating. They'll trend upward, they'll trend downward. And as a civilization, particularly those of us that live in Europe or live in the United States, and that's what I kind of mean by the West. I don't mean the West like west of the Mississippi, but Western civilization. I think we become so comfortable with stability, and a lot of us just don't like the idea of inevitable change. Especially when that change has an impact to our mortality or a threat to our family. And I'm not saying that climate change is going to have that immediate effect, or even in the next 20, 30, 40, 50, even 100 years that it will have that effect. Could we enter into another ice age where literally we're all freezing to death? Yeah, it's possible. Don't know that mankind will last that long, but we could. And I've never understood the panic over a warming climate, because that increases our that improves our ability and increases the growing season such that a warming period doesn't seem to be quite so bad. And if warming, and I don't buy this thesis, but if warming is supposedly going to melt the polar ice caps, and suddenly, you know, New York is going to be under 5 feet of water and Miami's going to disappear from Florida. Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think so. Go fill a glass full of ice, and then fill it full of water until it is brimming on the edge, and then just let it melt. Does the water level in that glass increase? Nope. Sure doesn't. Go do that experiment. But back to my point about that we become very comfortable with stability because we live in such an artificial atmosphere, air conditioning, heating, you know, easy transportation, the very availability of more food than we could possibly imagine. That's why we're all a bunch of fat asses, is because we got so much food available to us. So we become accustomed to this idea of just this stability, and anything that the alarmists tell us is a threat to us, then suddenly we become fearful. And there are, I know this shouldn't come as a shock to anybody listening to this program, but there are groups who take advantage of this very natural human fear, and they try to scare you into doing whatever they want. So, you know, for example, California is a great example of that. Let us ban all internal combustion engines, and the sea levels are going to stop rising. Oh, and by the way, California, at the same time that you're going to ban the sale of the internal combustion engine, which means I'll just drive to Las Vegas or Phoenix to buy one, or to Portland, Oregon, you're also telling people to raise their thermostats. Governor Newsom is telling them, raise your thermostats, and by the way, don't charge your electric vehicles. What? Wait a minute. So the grid that you have now can't sustain a heat wave and can't sustain all these people buying electric vehicles, yet that's exactly what you want people to do. It's insanity. And then we're told that climate change is going to impact the poor the most, so we've got to have, you know, universal basic income. Everything they seem to want moves the societal needle just in one direction. Collectivism. Socialism. There are no new freedoms offered whatsoever. That alone should set off alarms. Is it as bad as everybody says? One of the preeminent physicists who understands climate change probably better than anybody else, says that we do not need to panic over man-made climate change, and that what is happening now is almost totally normal. His name is Dr. Brian Catt, C-A-T-T. He was interviewed recently and had this to say. If I can get it to play. I can't get this particular clip. Hang on. Here we go.
Areas of global warming, but a lot of people are panicking, aren't they?
Yes.
Are they right to panic?
No. They should relax, basically, simply because if they were to go and look at the natural history of the Earth, which has all been unravelled since these climate myths were created by the UN, they find that actually what is happening now is almost totally normal, and the Earth on the short term, forget ice ages, that's the confusing thing, but for the last 10,000 years, which is a short warm period within an ice age cycle, it goes up and down about a degree at the equator, 2 degrees at the poles, about every 1,000 years, and it's perfectly normal. And the rate of rise now, before people start, obviously people might phone in with this one, the rate of rise is not unusual either. It's about 1 degree in a century, and it goes up and down while it can go up and down a degree while it's doing that.
Yes.
And that's a global average over 30 years. It's not the weather.
So we've got on one side, we've got the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, we've got thousands of supposed experts,
yep,
all stuffing stuff into their models. Why are they wrong?
Well, because their presumptions that they feed into their models are wrong, and I think we've talked briefly about this. It's called GIGO, garbage in, garbage out.
That's the point.
And one of the assumptions they put in is there's no natural change.
That's so important to focus on. One of the garbage in, garbage out problems is that they put in that there is no natural change. And there is natural change. You know, if you have a relative that is, say, 90, 95 years old, and you ask them what was the weather like 30 years ago, they'll describe it one way, particularly if they live in the same place. What was the weather like here 30 years ago? What was it like 60 years ago? What was it like when you grew up? I've talked to my mom about this. And she lived through the Dust Bowl. So she knows what that was like. And she knows that they've gone through cycles of both drought and almost monsoon-like weather periods. And so there's this natural change that occurs all the time. And that's exactly what Dr. Catt's talking about.
So if the change that they assign to carbon dioxide is actually natural, there is no anomalous additional change to be observed. So it's not actually happening. And there's a very good reason why that could be so. Stop me if you worry you. Which is that it's a very small effect, the greenhouse effect. Within the overall parameters of the atmosphere, there are much bigger things at work, like the sun shining on it and the gravity pulling the atmosphere onto the ground, which basically...
Did you hear that? In terms of greenhouse gas emissions, carbon dioxide, CO2, what I'm exhaling right now, has very minimal impact compared to those things that have a much greater impact, and that is the sun and gravity. And as those two interact and pull the atmosphere down closer to the Earth, it naturally warms, and then the sun changes, and the gravity lessens. The gravity doesn't lessen, but the sun and all of the solar impact that the sun has lessens, so that gravity effect is not as impactful. And so there's this natural cycle that he's describing that we go through. And what is happening is now almost totally normal.
That's what the temperature gradient, all this sort of stuff. But the control is from the oceans. The clouds control. The clouds are the control of Earth's climate stability.
So in a sense, you think that people are panicking unnecessarily. And we've been warming now for the last sort of 150 years or
yep.
so,
yep.
give or take. Since about 1850. There's something interesting about that period, isn't it? Tell us about that, because why did they choose that point?
Well, that's because it's the lowest...
Why did they choose that point, 1850, to start measuring all of this? Well, stay tuned. Because why they start measuring, why they use this particular period, is designed. You've heard that, you know, statistics lie. Well, stay tuned. He's going to explain why that particular period is used to create climate alarmism. That's coming up next. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 33103. Follow me on social media. Go to themichaelbrownshow.com. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Central banks are increasing their gold reserve due to increasing global financial crisis concerns. Billionaires like Ray Dalio to giant fund management companies like Goldman Sachs are turning to physical assets like gold. And that's not surprising. Historically, gold's biggest rally happened after the biggest recessions in history. In fact, after the 2007-2009 recession, gold prices jumped 50.6%. Wealth of entire countries are being protected by gold. Wealth of billionaires are being protected by gold. Everyone who knows is using gold to keep their billions safe. And Noble Gold Investments can help you protect your own wealth, too, with gold. It'll take you no more than 5 minutes to set up an account. Noble Gold specializes in storing the value of your wealth through gold IRAs, so they're the natural choice. And they're giving away a beautiful 1/10-ounce gold American Eagle coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k this month. Do something different. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347 to find out more, or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReddingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
Welcome back to the Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Talking about climate change, all this climate alarmism. Because it truly is designed, when you think about everything that they want us to do in response to something that is not an alarm. There's no alarm bell going off, except in the minds of those who want to turn us all into a collectivist society. It is all about power, and it is all about control. And it is all about those in the cabal, the ruling elite, big tech, and of course all of these dominant media types, that believe somehow a collectivist society is better than a society where people live in individual liberty and individual freedom. And climate change is one of those, and here's what you, if you have a debate with friends or family about climate change, I think the first thing you ought to do is tell them, as I sincerely believe, that the climate does change. But we don't need to be alarmed about it. We're smart enough that if temperature increases by 1 or 2 degrees Celsius, or it gets colder by 1 or 2 degrees Celsius, that we have, among all of the brains in our society, and as quickly as we advance technologically, that we have solutions to that. We have ways to mitigate against it. If, and it's a big if, we really need to do so. You see, I'm not convinced that we need to do so. I'm not convinced that if the Earth actually gets, you know, a half a degree or a full degree or even 2 degrees warmer Celsius, that okay, so it's going to stay warmer longer. It might be hotter. We can adapt. Mankind has been very good at adapting to all sorts of changes since we were first put on this Earth. So back to Dr. Katt and his point about what's really going on here.
Point, we are at 1 degree above the coldest it's been in the last 10,000 years.
Let's just repeat that. I mean, that's remarkable.
And the other remarkable thing is it's 2 degrees cooler than the warmest it's been in the last 10,000 years, which is the Egyptian and the Minoan period.
So this is really important, folks, because this is data, and the IPCC, they always talk about that we are 1 degree higher than the pre-industrialization period, that 150 years ago. But what you're saying, Brian, is that was the lowest point in the last 10,000 years.
Correct.
So in a sense, that's why we shouldn't be panicking, and that it's been much warmer in two or three previous periods.
Yes, and in the last interglacial, which was 130,000 years ago, when the country is pretty much where it is now, about 50 degrees north from the equator, there were hippopotami and elephants on the banks of the River Thames.
That would be quite a sight now, wouldn't it?
It would. And it's well known. This is natural history. And it was 6 degrees warmer than it is now. And there were humans wandering around the place, presumably hunter-gathering happily. We're a tropical species.
So we are a tropical species. Why is this not more widely known? It's not more widely known because Dr. Katt, and others, and frankly, in particular, Dr. Wrightstone, who wrote the book Inconvenient Facts, they don't want you to know this. They don't want you to believe this. It is truly part of an organized, as I said earlier, an organized effort to turn us into a collectivist society. Climate alarmism? Everybody, no pun intended, chill out. Hey, it's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 33103. Stay tuned. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, coming up next. Yeah.
Sebastian. Sebastian Gorka here. I'm living a very blessed life as an intelligence analyst, a national talk show host, and author, and I have an amazing family. But like many of us, aches and pains start to interfere with living my best life, even just walking the dog. But I found Relief Factor 3 years ago, a 100% drug-free solution for aches and pains, and now I'm pain-free, and I have my life back. I take Relief Factor every day. Relief Factor can help your body fight the inflammation that causes joint and muscle pain and other aches and pains that come with everyday life. Treat yourself to feeling better. Move more, live more, and just enjoy your life more with Relief Factor. Join me and more than 500,000 other Americans. Get started today with your 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. Almost 70% of those who order go on to use it more. ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Feel the difference with Relief Factor.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie! Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
It is the Beacon with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Hope everybody's having a great weekend. You can text whatever you want to tell me, questions, answers, suggestions, whatever, to 33103. Just start your text with the word Mike. So text the word Mike to 33103. I read all of them. I read them because I know the program is podcast. It's delivered at different times a day on different stations all around the country. So I read the text messages all the time because I truly am curious and interested about, one, your thoughts about the program, obviously, but two, your take on particular issues or questions you might have. So use that text messaging service as much as you want. Text me whatever you want because I really do list or read every single one of them. So text the word Mike to 33103, and of course go to themichaelbrownshow.com to follow me on all the social media platforms. So let's get to this whole story about these illegal aliens for a moment. And I want to emphasize that, and yesterday I was filling in for Jesse Kelly on his afternoon program, and I caught myself using the word migrant. Migrant is not the term. The term is illegal alien, and that is not a racist term. That's not a xenophobic term. That is a legal term of art that describes an individual, regardless of, an illegal alien is not just someone who comes into this country illegally. Illegal aliens exist in every country in the world. Well, maybe not North Korea. So maybe there's a couple of exceptions. But generally speaking, every country has somebody who has gotten into that nation without going through the proper immigration channels. And when they do, they are an alien to that country. It's not like you're from Mars or you're extraterrestrial. It means that you are alien to the country. Look the word up. And you're there illegally. You didn't follow the laws to come into that country. If I travel, obviously I don't need a visa to travel. Let's say I want to go to the Queen's funeral. With a bazillion other people. So I fly to Heathrow. I don't need a visa, but I have my passport. And once the Queen's funeral is over, I stay beyond whatever tourists are allowed to stay without some sort of, permit. I stay in the United Kingdom way past that time. I get a job flipping burgers at a McDonald's somewhere. And I fly under the radar. Or maybe I just don't work at all. I'm an illegal alien in the United Kingdom. The word has a particular meaning under the law. Now, migrant has a particular meaning, too. A migrant can be someone who comes to this country properly with a work permit to work temporarily in this country. If I get a work permit to work in the United Kingdom on a temporary basis, I'm a migrant in the United Kingdom. I go there because I've got some, special skill, and I'm going to work in the United Kingdom for a while, and I get a permit to do that. I'm a migrant. We have migrants that come to this country with work permits all the time. But to use the term migrant in a blanket sense and to ignore the term illegal alien is done on purpose, and it's an Orwellian purpose. And that Orwellian purpose is to take away the stigma that I think is a legitimate stigma. Oh, Michael thinks that there is a stigma. Yeah, you know what? We need to start being upfront and factual about this. There is a stigma to someone, regardless of whether they're trying to escape poverty, they're trying to escape tyranny, whatever it is. If they come to this country and they don't do the proper processes to come here legally, I think they deserve a stigma. regardless of what their circumstances are. If they're fleeing, you know, Maduro in Venezuela because it's an asshole country, and so they make their way to Mexico, and then they come here seeking freedom, and they don't seek asylum the proper way, they're an illegal alien, and I don't think they should get any sort of special, you know, language used like migrant to apply to them because we feel sorry for them. I feel sorry for all of them because they're trying to escape asshole countries. But, you know, there's a lot of asshole countries in the world. And out of the 6+ billion people on this earth, I'm certain that there are probably a couple of billion that would love to come to this country because we are ostensibly still the land of milk and honey. We're still the land of freedom. We're the shining city on the hill. But come here the right way. Stop invading our country. And I would say to those who allow it, you are destroying the very fabric of this country in doing so. Illegal immigration and illegal aliens have not, for the longest period of time, gotten much national news attention by what I would call the dominant media, by the three major networks, by PBS, NPR, by the cable news, with maybe the exception of Fox News or Fox Business. They don't get much coverage because they don't want to address that issue, and it is a political motivation for them to not address that issue because the Democrats and some Republicans want illegal immigration to occur unabated. So when Governor Abbott of Texas and Governor DeSantis of Florida decided that they were going to take this problem and make it a national issue, they did so in a way that brought national attention to it, and they did so in a way that I think was extremely humane and was extremely appropriate in doing so. Let's take Governor Abbott first. Governor Abbott, when these illegal aliens get processed by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, they get a notice to appear. They're processed through a big warehouse somewhere, a big empty building that's been converted into a processing facility. You've seen the pictures of them. And then once they get their notice to appear, then they're just, it's like when you leave an airport and you leave the baggage claim area. It's kind of like that. They just walk out and they're looking for their ride. They're trying to look, okay, where do I go next? Do I take a cab? Do I take an Uber? Is that my pickup? Whatever. Well, here's what Governor Abbott did. He put three buses by that exit door. And as they came out, they said to these, you know, they said in their native tongue, this bus is going to Washington, D.C., this bus is going to Chicago, and this bus is going to New York City. The buses are equipped with food and water and restrooms, little restrooms in the back of them. The buses will stop a couple of times on the way to the destination. You're free to choose whichever bus you want. You want door number one, door number two, or door number three. No coercion, nothing at gunpoint, nothing forced them. They chose, and they picked which city they wanted to go to. Now, if they were stupid, they went to Chicago because, well, crime-ridden Chicago. So they chose D.C. and New York, same thing. But anyway, they would choose one of those three cities. Nothing coercive about it at all. Now let's look at Governor DeSantis down in Florida. Pretty much the same thing, except he decided, hey, you want a plane ride? I'm going to take you to Massachusetts. Oh, okay. Not necessarily specifying where, but I'm going to take you to Massachusetts. Do you want to go? Yeah. Okay, well, it's a short plane ride. There'll be some snacks, and there'll be some water, and we'll land you at a nice airport, and you can just, you know, do whatever you're going to do. Just like this administration does. This administration did exactly the same damn thing. Except they did it in the dead of night. They put them on planes that landed in Westchester County, New York, at 2 o'clock in the morning, let them off the plane just to disappear into the darkness. Why is that better or different than what DeSantis and Abbott did. I would say what DeSantis and Abbott did was actually more humane because it was your choice. Welcome to America. You've got a choice. Where do you want to go? The little twerp, Kareem Jean-Pierre, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, is really upset about this. And she got, this week, a little more huffy than I think I've seen Jean-Pierre get in quite a while. Take a listen.
These vulnerable migrants were reportedly misled about where they were headed, told they would be headed to Boston, misled about what they would be provided when they arrived, promised shelter, refuge benefits, and more. These are the kinds of tactics we see from smugglers in places like Mexico and Guatemala.
These are, first of all, we'll back up to what she said about what they were promised. But let's go to the last statement she made. This is fascinating to me as a lawyer. If she were a witness on the witness stand and said,
kinds of tactics we see from smugglers in places like Mexico and Guatemala.
These are the kinds of tactics that we see from human traffickers and human smugglers. Oh, is that right, Madam Press Secretary? So this is what you, as a government, see happening with illegal aliens when they are captured or they turn to the cartels or the human traffickers or the smugglers. So that's what you see, huh? Why, yes, Mr. Brown, it is. Why? Well, I just wanted to make sure the jury understood. This is what your administration sees happening on the border. Yes, it is. Why? Oh, so you know that this is what happens. Uh-oh. I guess I just admitted that, didn't I? Now let's go back to the tactic.
Where they were headed.
Didn't tell them where they were headed.
Told they would be headed to Boston.
Boston. You know, if you've ever been to Boston, it's not much of a drive from Boston over to Cape Cod. You could take a ferry or you could, you know, you could drive down south and you could kind of drive up and drive all the way up Cape Cod, drive up to Provincetown. It's a beautiful place. Quite honestly, if I had the choice, do you want to go to Boston or we're going to drop you off either at Logan International Airport, which then getting from Logan into Boston, well, that's a journey in and of itself. That's kind of like going from Venezuela to the southern border. So do you want to go to Logan International Airport, or do you want to go to Martha's Vineyard Airport? Well, I don't know, but Martha's Vineyard sounds much nicer than Boston. Kind of quoting Hillary Clinton here, what difference does it make whether they were told they were going to Boston and ended up in Martha's Vineyard? That's like saying you're going to New York City, but you end up in Westchester County. It's exactly the same thing. Pretty much about the same distance from Westchester County Airport that it is from Martha's Vineyard to drive up to Boston. Maybe to Lower Manhattan, but it's still pretty much the same distance. And?
Misled about what they would be provided when they arrived.
So what do you tell them that they're going to get when they arrive at the southern border and they're processed? What do you tell them there? I'll tell you what they're told right after this. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike to 33103. And guess what these illegal aliens are told when they go through a processing center? Yeah, at the southern border. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar has stepped in it again. And I love every minute of it. I'll be right back.
central banks are increasing their gold reserve due to increasing global financial crisis concerns. Billionaires like Ray Dalio to giant fund management companies like Goldman Sachs are turning to physical assets like gold. And that's not surprising. Historically, gold's biggest rally happened after the biggest recessions in history. In fact, after the 2007-2009 recession, gold prices jumped 50.6%. Wealth of entire countries are being protected by gold. Wealth of billionaires are being protected by gold. Everyone who knows is using gold to keep their billions safe. And Noble Gold Investments can help you protect your own wealth too. With gold, it'll take you no more than 5 minutes to set up an account. Noble Gold specializes in storing the value of your wealth through gold IRAs, so they're the natural choice. And they're giving away a beautiful 1/10-ounce gold American Eagle coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k this month. Do something different. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347 to find out more, or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Hey KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Glad to have you back on The Weekend with Michael Brown, talking about this whole immigration fiasco, which has finally gotten the national limelight, and it couldn't come at a better time than right now, 52 days before the midterm elections. So out of curiosity, because I said that, you know, what has happened is, this has, because of what DeSantis and Abbott have done, this has thrown this issue into the national limelight. And the Democrat Party can't stand that, because now it's going to cause them to have to confront exactly what they're doing with illegal immigration and what illegal immigration is doing and costing this country. So out of curiosity, you know, the Drudge Report used to be it's still just basically an aggregator of different news sites, but it's kind of started to lean leftward. But out of curiosity, I pulled up the Drudge Report, and I'm looking at it right now on this monitor right in front of me. And it says, with a picture of Gavin Newsom with his hands out like he's, you know, saving everybody, Newsom challenges DeSantis to debate. Border battles escalate. Finally, this is exactly what DeSantis and Abbott have been trying to accomplish. Because up until now, Florida and Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and California, although Gavin Newsom embraces illegal immigration, nobody ever talks to Californians about what it's costing them. What does it cost them in terms of public education, public health? What does it cost them in terms of housing and everything else? So I would say, you know, DeSantis, go debate Newsom. Because you're going to be able to bury him, and you're going to be able to show Californians exactly what illegal immigration is costing that state. So what these two governors have been able to do is to force this onto the national stage and to show what the Biden administration has been doing, which is actually taking these illegal aliens to places like Chicago, Washington, D.C., and New York, but doing it in the dark of night. So back to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, because her statement is so amazingly dumb on her part.
Misled about what they would be provided when they arrived.
Misled about what they would be provided when they arrive. Do you know what they're provided when they arrive in Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, or California? Well, you and I as taxpayers, first, we end up sending through federal appropriations, money to all sorts of non-government organizations, including even organizations like the Catholic Charities. All of these organizations get federal funding because the government wants to be arm's length from all of the services that we provide these illegal aliens coming into this country. Food, shelter, clothing, water, education, health care, everything. But rather than us doing it directly, we give money to the NGOs who in then turn provide all of that stuff. So they're not misled, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, because when they land, whether it's by bus in Washington, D.C., or by plane in Martha's Vineyard, those same non-government organizations are there to take care of. You know what's happened to the ones in Martha's Vineyard? Where do you think those migrants, well, see, I fell into that trap. Where do you think those illegal aliens are today? Do you think they're camped out on Barack Obama's porch on Martha's Vineyard? Do you think they're camped out on the Kennedy compound in Hyannisport? Do you think that's where they are? Nope. Because Martha's Vineyard didn't want them. So now they're on an Air Force base. I think it's either, maybe a Naval Air Guard station. Yeah. Kind of interesting. Why didn't you want them, Martha's Vineyard? Seems kind of racist to me. Hey, it's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 33103. Stay tuned. We're going to take a quick break. And when we get back, I got to check.
Hi, Larry Elder here. I never really thought much about how aches and pains can reduce a person's quality of life until pain started keeping me from living my best life. Just a few years ago, using the stairs was difficult because of the back pain. Then I found Relief Factor, a 100% drug-free solution for aches and pains. Within a week, I was on my way back to being pain-free. Now I have my life back. I take Relief Factor every single day. Relief Factor can help your body fight the inflammation that causes joint and muscle pain and the other aches and pains that come with everyday life. Treat yourself to feeling better. Move more, live more, and just enjoy your life more with Relief Factor. Join me and more than 500,000 others. Get started today with your 3-week quick start for only $19.95. About 70% go on to order more because it worked for them. Go to ReliefFactor.com to order now. That's ReliefFactor.com. Feel the difference with Relief Factor. ReliefFactor.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.